Recipes. Recipes this month were contributed by members of the National Federation of the Blind of Pennsylvania. Taco Soup by Jen Harding. Ingredients: 1 pound of ground turkey or beef, 1 onion diced, 1 15-ounce can of black beans, 1 15-ounce can of kidney beans, 1 28-ounce can of crushed tomatoes, 1 16-ounce bag of corn, 1 package of ranch dressing. Toppings: chips, cheese. Method: cook ground turkey slash beef till brown. Add diced onions to saute. Then put ground turkey slash beef onion mixture in a crock pot. Drain beans and add along with the rest of the ingredients. Cook for 3 hours on high or 6 hours on low. Serve with chips and cheese. The recipe can also be made ahead of time. Cook ground meat and onions, allow to cool. Add drained beans, meat mixture, and everything else to a freezer bag. Remove air and freeze. When you want to cook it, dump everything in a crock pot and cook for 6 hours on low. Broccoli Cheesy Chicken by Jen Harding. Ingredients: 2 pounds boneless slash skinless chicken, 1 can of Campbell's cheddar cheese, 1 can of Campbell's cream of broccoli, 1 bag of frozen broccoli. Method: add chicken, can be frozen, and cans to a crock pot. If frozen, cook for 5 hours on high, then add broccoli and cook for another 30 to 40 minutes. If chicken is raw, cook for 3 hours on low, then add broccoli and cook for another 30 to 40 minutes. Slow Cooker Broccoli Casserole by Lynn Heights. Do you enjoy broccoli casseroles but don't want to heat up the oven? Get out the slow cooker or crock pot and enjoy these casseroles year-round. Ingredients: 2 packages, 10 ounces each, frozen chopped broccoli, mostly thawed, 1 can condensed cream of celery soup, undiluted, 1 1/2 cups shredded cheddar cheese, divided, 1/4 cup chopped yellow onion, 1/2 teaspoon Worcestershire sauce, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, 1 cup crushed butter flavor, Ritz crackers, 2 tablespoons butter. Method: in a large bowl, combine the broccoli, soup, 1 cup of the cheese, onion, Worcestershire sauce, and pepper. Spray slow cooker with nonstick cooking spray. Pour broccoli mixture into the slow cooker. Sprinkle the cracker crumbs evenly over the top. Cut butter into small portions and dot over the crackers. Cover slow cooker and cook on high for 2 1/2 to 3 hours. Sprinkle the remaining 1/2 cup of cheese over the top of the casserole and cook another 10 minutes or until the added cheese melts. Serves 8 to 10. Shepherd's Pie by Jan Latuka. This is great to bring to someone in need of a meal and fun to eat at home as well. Ingredients: 1 pound ground beef, 1 cup chopped onion, 1 green pepper, diced, optional, salt and pepper to taste, 8 ounces tomato sauce, 1 can green beans, drained, or 8 to 10 ounces frozen green beans, cooked, 3 cups mashed potatoes, 4 ounces grated cheddar cheese. Method: cook meat, onion, green pepper, salt and pepper, stirring frequently to crumble and thoroughly cook the meat. Drain off grease. Add tomato sauce and green beans and simmer for just a few minutes to heat through. Place this mixture in a 2-quart casserole. Spread mashed potatoes over meat mixture. Sprinkle cheese on top. Bake 25 to 30 minutes at 350 degrees. Serves up to 4. Lentil Soup by Jan Latuka. This is pretty tasty, even if lentils aren't at the top of your favorite foods list. Ingredients: 2 pounds onions, chopped or sliced thin, 2 cloves garlic, minced, 1/2 stick margarine, 1 cup lentils, 2 cups coarsely grated carrots, 2 cups beef broth, 1 bay leaf, optional, 1 cup dry red wine, salt and pepper to taste. Method: in large pot, briefly saute onion and garlic in margarine. Add lentils, carrots, broth, and optional bay leaf. Simmer, covered for 45 minutes, stirring occasionally. Add wine and simmer 5 minutes more. Salt and pepper to taste. Remove bay leaf and serve. Serves 4. Brownie Pie by Jan Latuka. This is too easy to be as tasty as it is. Ingredients: 1 cup sugar, half can be brown sugar if desired, 2 eggs, 1 stick margarine melted and cooled, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 2/3 cup flour, 1/3 cup cocoa, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1 cup chocolate chips, 1/2 cup chopped nuts. Method: beat eggs in large bowl, stir in sugar, cooled margarine, and vanilla. Sift together flour, cocoa, and salt. Add to egg mixture. Fold in chips and nuts, optional. Pour into lightly buttered 9-inch pie plate. Bake at 350 degrees for 30 minutes or until set. Cool. Can serve warm or at room temperature. Apple Betty by Linda Mackey. Ingredients: 1 1/2 cups Keebler Graham's honey, 3/4 cup sugar, divided, 1/2 cup margarine or butter, melted, 1 teaspoon cinnamon, 4 medium cooking apples, cored, peeled, thinly sliced. Method. In medium bowl, stir together crackers and 1/2 cup of sugar, add margarine or butter, toss until combined, set aside. In small bowl, stir together remaining sugar and cinnamon. In 8x8x2-inch pan, alternate layers of apples, cinnamon mixture, and crumb mixture. Cover tightly with foil. Bake at 350 degrees for 30 minutes. Remove foil. Bake for an additional 15 minutes. Serve warm. Serve 6. Pumpkin Bisque by Linda Mackey. Ingredients: 1/2 cup unsalted butter, 2 cups diced onions, 2 cups peeled, diced carrots, 2 cups diced celery, salt and pepper to taste, 1/2 cup sweet white wine, 4 cups chicken stock, 29 ounces pumpkin puree, 1/2 cup dark brown sugar, 3 tablespoons honey, 1/4 teaspoon ground cloves, 1 pint heavy cream, room temperature. Method. In 6-quart pot, over medium heat, melt butter. Add onions, carrots, celery, salt and pepper. Saute until tender, about 8 minutes. Deglaze the pot with wine. Reduce by half. Add stock, pumpkin, brown sugar, honey, and cloves. Bring to boil. Reduce heat to medium-low. Continue to cook about 30 minutes, stirring occasionally. Cool. Once the mixture has cooled, working in batches, transfer pumpkin bisque to blender, about 2 cups at a time. Puree until smooth. Transfer pureed pumpkin into another pot. Once all bisque is pureed, add heavy cream slowly. Stir until combined over low heat. Enjoy. Homemade Cornbread Version 1 by Brian Mackey. Ingredients: 1 1/4 cups flour, 3/4 cup cornmeal, 4 tablespoons sugar, 3 teaspoons baking powder, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 cup milk, 1 egg, beaten, 3 tablespoons butter, melted. Method. Preheat oven to 400 degrees. Sift the dry ingredients, add milk, egg, and butter. Beat well and bake in an 8-inch greased pan for 30 to 40 minutes. Note: the only thing I do differently is I bake it in a cast iron skillet. The cast iron gives it a nice crust. Homemade Cornbread Version 2 by Brian Mackey. Ingredients: 1 cup of flour, 1 cup yellow cornmeal, 1/2 cup of sugar, 4 teaspoons baking powder, 3/4 teaspoons of salt, 2 eggs, 1/4 cup of canola oil, 2 tablespoons mayo, 1 cup of milk. Method. Preheat oven to 425 degrees. Mix together flour, cornmeal, sugar, baking powder, and salt with a wooden mixing spoon. Add eggs, oil, mayo, and milk. Use wooden mixing spoon and stir until mixture is smooth. Don't overstir the mixture or it will become too runny. Slowly pour the mixture into a 9x9-inch baking pan. Bake for 23 to 27 minutes or until golden brown on top. Allow to cool for a few minutes, cut, and enjoy. Tasty Chili, LCB, by Brian Mackey. Ingredients: 1 pound ground beef, 1/2 onion, diced, 1 can diced tomatoes, 1 package chili mix, any kind, water as directed on chili mix, 1 can baked beans, any kind, shredded cheddar or Mexican cheese. Method. Brown ground beef with diced onion until done. Drain off excess grease and rinse with hot water if needed. Drain tomatoes and save liquid to use as part of water amount on chili mix. Add tomatoes, chili mix, and water to the beef and cook down for about 5 minutes. Add beans and continue to cook until beans are warm. Individually sprinkle with cheese and serve with crackers or cornbread. Serves about 4 to 6. Avocado Black Bean Casserole by Justin Salisbury. This recipe is super simple, vegan, and will not sit heavily in your stomach. You can eat this and go right to the gym. If you ever need to freeze avocados, maybe because too many of them got ripe at one time, cooking them is a great way to use them after you thaw them. I am not vegan, but I find many vegan dishes quite enjoyable. Eating vegan dishes is great for your health, your wallet, and your planet. Ingredients: 2 large avocados, 1 15-ounce can of black beans, 1 cup of brown rice. Method. Cook the rice using 2 cups of water. Preheat oven to 400 degrees. Open and drain the can of black beans. In a 9x9 glass baking pan, mix the avocados, black beans, and cooked rice into a consistent mixture. Then spread it evenly in the pan. Consider adding your favorite seasoning, like Tony Chachere's, to taste. Bake at 400 degrees for 15 minutes and serve.